Dear Sangha, today is the 4th of December 2011. We are in the full moon meditation hall of New Hamlet during our winter retreat. The other day I spoke about walking meditation. Today I will speak about sitting meditation. Those of you just arrived, you have to listen to the talk of last days concerning walking meditation. But now I will speak about sitting meditation. We have the team sitting under the spring breeze. Sitting in the spring breeze. It means you sit happily, joyfully, relaxingly, like you sit under the sun, the spring breeze. So when you sit, wherever you sit, you have to sit under the spring breeze, relaxingly, joyfully, happily. You sit not for sitting meditation and become enlightened, no. You just sit for sitting and to be relaxed, to be happy, to be joyful, to be clear in your mind. I remember when I was a novice, an attendant of my teacher, and I have accompanied my master to go to a monastery. And I have seen a Zen master to sit. He sit not in a sitting meditation. It means it's not during the sitting meditation session. But I saw him just sit on the wood bed. At that moment, we don't have a bed like in the West. We have several pieces of wood. And then the each piece of wood is as thick as 5 or 6 or 7 centimeter, and 4 or 5 pieces put together on some support, and then that is a bed. And so the teacher just sit on that, and then on that there is a little table, and on that table they put a sutra book and when I visit that Thai monk, I saw him sit on that so-called bed in front of or next to a small table. On the small table is on the bed itself, very short, very not very tall, it's about 40 centimeters. And I was so impressed by his way of sitting. His back is straight but relaxed. Straight but relaxed and natural. And so beautiful. He looks so beautiful in his natural sitting. And from the heart of the little novice, it was me. And I have a dream, I have a wish that I can sit like him, just like him in my life. I don't need to do anything, I just want to sit like him, relaxingly, happily. And when I'm young, and also like when I was a little boy, I saw a man sitting on the grass, so relaxing, and they said that is a Buddha. The Buddha sit on the kusha grass, but he looks so relaxed, and I didn't know who is the Buddha. But from the heart of the little boy, I wished to become somebody who could be very peaceful like that. But now, and when I become a novice, and I saw a real human beings sitting so beautifully like that, and I don't need to dream of a superpower or I just see a human beings at the Haiduk Monastery in Nha Trang, and he looks so peaceful and so happy and so relaxed in his sitting position on that wooden mat. And then we were asked, sitting like that for what? If I ask him, he may say that, no, I don't need to do anything. I sit for the sake of sitting, for enjoying sitting. Like you give a little child a chocolate, and if you ask the little child, you eat chocolate for what? And the child says, no, I don't need anything because I like it. Because I like it, I eat. I eat chocolate is not for doing something, for becoming anything. I like it. And so you can sit on the hill and people approach you. You stand or you sit on the hill for what? And you can answer, no, for nothing. For being there, for sitting, and somebody walking, approaching. And when we see a man who walks relaxingly, and then you can approach him and say, you walk for what? And he said, for nothing, just for enjoying walking. I sit just for enjoying sitting. Be happy right away at that moment. I practice walking meditation just for relaxing. Eating chocolate for what? There's no aim to become anything. Because I like eating chocolate. Because I like sitting like that. Because I like walking like that. So when you sit, don't think that you are sitting in order to become a Buddha. You don't need that. You don't need that. You have to sit in the way that you are really present. You are really present at that moment, and you want to enjoy the present moment, to see deeply the world at that present moment. There are so many wonderful things. Be present. Be clear, be profound in the present moment. You are sitting there, but there is a huge universe around you. It's many streams of stars and countless of stars. And we are sitting on a star. We are sitting on the planet. And then there is a Milky Way, it's a stream of all the stars, many stars. And he is also a star. I am sitting here enjoying, streaming on that universe. On this planet Earth, that green planet. And then you are present in that moment. You are profound. You embrace the whole universe. You are one with the whole universe. You are one with time and space. And sitting is for that. So when you come to Plum Village in Upper Amlad or New Amlad or Lower Amlad, if somebody asks you, you come to Plum Village for what? You can answer, no, I come to Plum Village for nothing. No, I don't come for any aim. My presence in Plum Village makes me already happy. I stand, I'm happy when I'm standing. When I sit, I'm happy. When I clean the house, I'm happy. I eat, I'm happy. Everything, I will be happy. I am happy. Sitting quietly. Sitting in a really present. You are present with everything around you. Many wonderful things in the universe, many wonderful things in life. There's no aim. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to go anything. You don't need to be a Buddha. You don't need to be liberation. No, you are just who you are at that moment, present, deep, embrace. Be one with the universe. Be one with everything. And if you do sitting meditation, it's a hard labor. You work so hard to sit, to sit, to sit. It will be too much. Chi Quang Da Toa is a Japanese, it's Shikintasa, it means sitting, just sit. It means just sit, no aim, no achievement. There is peace, there is joy, there is present with many wonders of life. This morning, in our family, somebody is chanting in Vietnamese morning chant, so beautiful. When I was a novice in the temple, the morning chant was not like that. The morning chant before sitting meditation in the past mean like I will write in Chinese or in Vietnamese, I don't know. But anyway, if written in Vietnamese, it's Sino-Vietnamese, and it's for a number of young generation, we don't understand anything of these Sino-Vietnamese. Even it was written in Vietnamese, we can read. Ngô can, ngô, it means a five. The time have been divided into many periods of time, and can is one of the period. So the fifth can. Is back, ji dao, is back. So the fifth can, the fifth period of time. It means they divide 24 hours into. And the fifth is early morning, very early morning. At midnight to 2 o'clock is first can, and he is the fifth can. Can is a unit of time. Ngô is the fifth. At the but from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is the third. Excuse me. So and the night have the fifth period of time. Can the fifth time is early morning. The door of the Dharma is largely open. The fifth can of the day, the door of the Dharma is wide open for me. That is also Chinese, Sino-Vietnamese. For nguyện is the vow, the wish. For is universal. I wish for everybody can come to the throne of prajna. Prajna is full enlightenment.
wishing that everyone puts the mouth on the bloodstream of Prajna Paramita.
Prajna is great understanding, is full enlightenment. So, at the fifth can, the Dharma door is widely open, and then I vow that everyone will reach the throne of great understanding, enlightenment. And the third sentence. Now. Liu is understanding, Jia is totally, absolutely. Jia means absolute. Liu is understanding. That is Sino Vietnamese. But in understand deeply, thoroughly, the teaching of the three. Car. So Tanbangtha is those who listen, the listener, and the Yuanyak is those who look deeply of cause and condition and get enlightened, Yuanyak. And Bodhakta is Bodhisattva car. It means the three way of practicing. There are those who practice by listening and get enlightenment. There are those practiced by just look at the entire being of things and get enlightenment. And the Bodhakta is those who the path of enlightened people. So wish that everyone who attain that three kind of car of practice. Bhikkhu, I think that the word bhikkhu is correct. And the son of great understanding is so high and so wonderful. He's already risen and make dissolve. On the confusion, the foggy, the rain, dark rain, foggy rain, and so on. So the sun of great understanding will go and dissipate on the foggy, rainy thing is not clear enough. So in our chanting in the morning now, we also have that, the fourth and the fifth is the same. And so our chanting now, the Dhamma Kaya is bringing morning light, because morning light is very fresh. And you can wipe out the curtain of confusion is gone. And so we do sitting in the morning is kind of try to make dissolving on the ignorance, dissipate the curtain of foggy ignorance. The door of the Dharma is shining in the morning. The door of the Dharma is bringing morning light. Tỉnh tọa, tọa mình sitting and tỉnh mình quietly sitting. Your mouth, your lip, mim kai, have a half smile. This very clear instruction. Sitting quietly. quietly, peacefully, and then have a half smile on your... But the old traditional one is you understand on the three path, three vehicle of practice is too much. You cannot. But it's too vague also, vague. Because you mean what? And so you have to... So sit is a body and your mind, peaceful, and you smile. The third line, if our practice here is very concrete, this is a new day. I am determined to live in mindfulness. This is new day. I am determined to go to live this 24 hour in mindfulness. New day is a new day of 24 hours for you to live deeply, profoundly, happily, clearly in mindfulness, compassionately. I promise not to destroy that day. Do not make that day to be dirty with my anger, irritation, bad habit. I'm ready. Want to enjoy my 24 hours of this day in a very profound way. This is a new day. I am determined to go in mindfulness deeply. It's not so theoretical like you want to embrace the whole three vehicles. Of listener, of bodhisattva, it's a big vow, but not very concrete. So this 24 hour, I vow to sit in mindfulness, eat in mindfulness, stand in mindfulness, and do everything. The number of a monk and nun who have been in the traditional way, they must know this traditional way of chanting. Maybe a few days they will chant for you. Now we arrive to the evening chanting. Evening chanting in traditional way. Nyakkan is the first kan. It means a unit of time. Nyakkan. Yi Dao is Nyakkan is go back already, is starting there. And then that is it. You go to the Yung, you translate by dictionary is bed. But I said that is not your bed for sleeping, that bed for sitting. And so there is a bedding in many meditation hall, and the monk sit and turn to the wall. Not turn to each other, but turn to the wall. Is Nyakkan is the first period of time. I think that the third is from 11, the second is from 9. So the Nyakkan must be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's time for us to sit on that bedding of sitting. Turn your face to the wall. And then ba nghiệp, your three karma. It means three karma. It means the thinking, speaking, and acting. Your three karma is
tâm nghiệp gì nữa, câu kế gì.
And so my body, my speech, and my mind are in peace, so I can see the beauty, the appearance, the holy appearance of the Buddha. I can see the whole appearance of the Buddha. But then even the I always try to evoke the name of the Buddha, and I am determined to evoke the name of the Buddha. And so this reflects the Pure Land tradition. So we only practice in only on one direction, and in another to attain the Gridakuta mountain or something. We have to practice in the same direction, and you go directly to Gridakuta mountain. So Gridakuta is Shakyamuni, but when they evoke the name of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and Shakyamuni means the one who likes to sing, because ka is not correctly like that, because Shakya, but ka in Vietnamese means sing. So I make fun a little bit. He said that, well, he's the monk who likes singing. Shakya, shik, tikka, tik mean like, tit in Vietnamese mean like, and ka means sing. But because it's just repeat like shakya, it means tikka. And so Vietnamese like you, New York, New York, they said that New York. Paris, they call ballet. So funny. So they try to imitate the pronunciation, you know. Namo Shakyamuni instead of Hitka. This evening Thayada will chant that. Could he do that? So next time when you do sitting meditation, try to do that. You just sit, no other aim. No aim to become a Buddha. No aim to become enlightened. You don't need to be enlightened. You don't need to be a Buddha. You just sit happily, profoundly, happily, be present, free of all the thinking, free of all the judgment, free of all the planning, free of all this, what happened in the past, what happened in the future. You are just there, sitting, present. Could you? Next time, huh? With your body, with your mind, you sit like a free person. I have a student who have been in jail, be arrested and put in jail during walking meditation or sitting at night, and she sit in jail. This sister in high school, she has been my student, and she learned a lot from me. And then she went to United States, and she followed Bloomington University, and she was graduate in literature, English literature graduate. Master on that. And during working for peace, she was and for human rights, she was in arrest and put in jail, and during the day you do sitting meditation they don't like, and so if you do sitting it's kind of challenging them, they don't like. And she wait until all the light are off, out, and then she did sitting meditation. In the appearance, she is arrested, put in jail, but she's very free. She's very free in her sitting meditation. When she sit like that, on the jail, has nothing to do with her. She's really free. She's free. She's freer than those who are, you are putting her in jail, because they are in jail with their fear, their worries, their anxiety, and their anger. But she's really free, totally free. And she reported to us that once she was put in a isolated cell, it's only a few steps, but she practiced walking meditation in her isolated cell. And she walked like that in order to keep her not to be unseen. And then she walked in calming. And when she was put in the big jail, it means a big cell where there is many, and then she give Dhamma talk to them when the God is not there. So in this situation, she can do everything. I mean, isolated cell at night, she do sitting, and in the cell where there is many, and then she give Dhamma talk, she share the practice to others. That is Sister Chi Hai. And here we have a beautiful meditation hall. If you are not happy, it's a pity. And this meditation hall is beautiful. It's in the meditation hall in Upper Hamlet or in Lower Hamlet, all are wonderful hall. Nhưng mà đường thánh bóng ma nhã là đường nào? In Shanga, foot of the mountain monastery, Thầy call that is the meditation hall of the Holy Mother Maya, the mother of the Buddha. Mm-hmm. And so the meditation hall is for what? It's not for something, anything. Sitting is just already the ultimate aim. It's nothing to be to plan. So you sit in low hamlet, up hamlet, and here, or in foot of the mountain meditation, all sitting meditation is for sitting, for enjoying to be there. No longing for anything, no more searching. It's enough for you to be happy. Because our practice is, I have arrived, I'm home. And you arrive at that present moment, that wonderful moment where you are. Here you are present and wonderful here. When you sit on the plane, you are present and you are happy on the present moment. When you sit on the train, it's the same. So wherever you are, you are happy, you arrive, you are home. And body and mind are one. You cannot take mind out of the body out of the mind. And then last time we learned Shaktang and Kandang, Rupakaya and Namakaya. Rupakaya is the physical body, and Namakaya is a spiritual body, but both are one. Nama and Rupa are one. Body and mind are one. You cannot say that I practice only with my mind, not with my body. So my body must be peaceful. Means body, embody mind. It's mind and body. The body contains the mind. Like the software have the hardware. If you have only software but you have no hardware, you cannot manifest. So use your breathing in order to bring your mind and your body in one, the oneness of body and mind. You release everything in order to be one with body and mind, one with the universe, be one with the Milky Way, be one with this planet, be one with the whole universe. So, he recites one poem of him, True Source. It's, in me there is a mountain, in me there is a Milky Way, in me there is a very powerful river running and running. And that is a poem of him called, entitled True Source. And then, this expressing the oneness of your body and mind with everything powerful, like high mountain, like strong, powerful river. So even you have only 5 minutes just for that, 10 minutes for that, 15, 20 minutes, and you have to sit like that. Of course, if you have work to do, you do. But if you have nothing to do, just sit anywhere, not necessary in a meditation hall. Sit in a very powerful way like that, to be one with your body, with your mind, with everything around. Be really present. tính tọa, mình tọa, mình sẽ tiến hình tĩnh, mình quietly, profoundly. Peace when you breathe, joy when you sit. And my hut in Uphamlet is called sitting quietly hut. This one that many monk came to visit the Buddha. They arrived at 9 o'clock, and the Sariputra allowed them to go and sit with the Buddha. Few hundred monk came to sit with the Buddha in front of his hut. In the past, sometimes they have to walk many months in order to arrive to the place because there's no telephone. So it's, you don't know, you just arrive because no telephone, no telex, no email to inform them in advance. So they arrive. So these monks just come from far away, and Sariputra organized so that they can sit with the Buddha, and they sit quietly. And they sit from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And it's already midnight, and Ananda approached silently, quietly to the Buddha. Dear Buddha, now it's midnight already. Do you have anything to teach to the monk? And the Buddha keep quiet. And Ananda said until 2 p.m., 2 a.m., he approached the Buddha. And he whispered to the Buddha's ear, now it's 2 a.m., do you have anything to teach? The Buddha keep quiet. Until 5 a.m. Ananda come, whisper to the Buddha, it's 5 a.m. Do you have anything to teach? At that moment, the Buddha looked at Ananda. He said, Ananda, what do you want me to speak? Teacher and student will sit together happily during that wonderful time. What do you want me to speak? It's very powerful being together. A powerful way to be happy together. When you have the ability to sit in that way, you just sit like that. You sit in the airport, you sit at the train station, you just be there happily. If everybody know how to sit like that, in this world, and then this world will have a lot of peace, a lot of joy. When we sit, we really be present. We try really be present. You really be present. You really be home. You really arrive at that very moment, very deep. You have no thinking, no planning, no dreaming, no expectation. Just be there. That's the thing. Can be put into practice at every moment of your day, wherever you sit. like when you sweep the meditation hall, you sweep in the way that during sweeping, mopping the meditation hall, you are happy. It's not when you sit you are happy, but when you mop the floor of the meditation hall. And we don't have a meditation hall, but now you have a good meditation hall. So it's good to sit on the clean floor. So you take the mop to mop the meditation hall or sweep meditation. And so in the past, you have only half of this meditation hall now. And we think that is large enough, but now the people come and practice so crowd. And then we have the double size of the former meditation hall. And in spring or in summer, we have to sit. Sometimes we have to sit outside to give Dhamma talk because I have to wear overcoat. Yeah, because the time where our meditation hall was not finished yet, so I have to wear overcoat and give Dhamma talk outside. But the first time we sit inside is so wonderful. In touch with the floor is already happy, and you feel, and you see, you have no land for making meditation hall, no permit to make meditation hall. We have not enough wood, not enough nail. Now we have such a meditation hall, land, permit, commission of securities have done, and now we are in a so good meditation hall. And so it's a lot of work for having that meditation hall. So you must enjoy. You put every piece of brick, every piece of wood. But during the time where you prepare, that is also a happiness. So to be to practice in a practitioner is like that. You don't wait. You cook. Not only you wait to have a good meal that you are happy. You are happy when you are clean the vegetable. You are happy when you peel the vegetable, or when you are to do the work like cleaning the toilet. And think about when we have no toilet at all. When I was a novice, there's no toilet in my temple. A huge temple, 100 monks, but there's no toilet. But we survive. But now you have plenty of toilet, and then you have a chance to mop the toilet. Around the monastery, there's many you. You have to go outside, exchange with the nature. We have like other species on the planet. And then I have done like that. When I was a novice, there's no toilet at all. And no running water, of course. No electricity, of course. No toilet. I have lived that. Very happy. Now you are happy. Are you happy when there is no toilet? At that moment, when you want to go to defecate, you have to go up, up, up on the mountain. And then no toilet paper. No toilet paper. You have some leaf. Dry banana leaf. And And then on the way back, you stop, and you stop at the creek nearby, and then you wash. And then after that, and when things finish, you go to the creek nearby. Everyone have to behave like that. Go up to the mountain, the hill, and then find it. And men also have to sit down. Even for urinate, monk have to sit down. They're not allowed to stand. When I was young and not a novice yet, and it's no house who have a toilet inside, only those who follow the West, they have it. So everyone have go out to the field, rice field. It takes 40 minutes to go to the toilet. So you try to arrange to have only one time. And there is no, at that moment, 25 million people. Now we are 80 million Vietnamese. And in South Vietnam, there is no hill, but they have to go to the rice field. But in South Vietnam, sometimes they make kind of pond, and they make a pond on the toilet, I mean two pieces of wood on the pond, and then when they defecate, and then fish eat that. And it's very clean. It's already clean already. Because when you go on hill and then, still some house in a poor, remote area, they don't have toilet yet. It's many, many Motono class, Plum Village supporter, only these people, they have no toilet in their house. But in our school, we have toilet for them. So at that moment, I remember 40 years ago, I set up the School of Youth for Social Service. And then the social worker learned how to make a kind of toilet, kind of improvise into make a kind of toilet for former. And we try to set up toilet in every house. And when you go to the poor area and we need to help them in four things. Help them about education, about so we need to have a school for teaching the children to read, to write. And the school is made with palm leaf, with the clay. And but we don't spend money. We go and we teach children under the trees. And when it's rain, we request to be host in one bigger house. And then after that, we invite all of them to sit together and think in which way we can have a school. But if we cannot wait the government to do that, because we can wait too long already. And so everyone contributes something and they make a school. And then usually we start to teach children under the tree first. And then when it's rain, we take shelter in some house. And a few weeks later, we sit with them and we build a school with the contribution of everyone. And there are children who have no birth certificate and they cannot go to the public school. So they have to invite some judge to come with the, and then but judge, but very young judge who have been want. And then they try to make a kind of tribunal to judge, because there's children, when you are grown up and no birth certificate, you need to make a kind of paper, and it must be certified by the judge. And at that moment, each child invite two witnesses to be there in order to declare that I witness that this child have been born in that date, and so on. And when the two witnesses sign and the judge give the seal and sign, and the child will have the birth certificate. And many social workers have done like that. That is about education, about hygiene, medical thing, and then we need to set up, help them to make their own toilet. And then also we try to heal the children with a number of things, and have set up the small medical center, and then they can use some herbal medicine, but they also can use Western medicine too. And so for the hygiene, you know, the way we make a kind of little concrete thing, but with sand and chalk, and then when they defecate, and then they pour some water and jump into another force, another. And by doing so, you avoid a lot of epidemic of some disease, and like cholera, like many big diarrhea, they call cholera, and it disseminate a lot of bacteria who can come in or contaminate the whole village. And so we make that in order for public hygiene. And even you are a monk or a layperson, you join that the school of you for social service, you should know that you have to make a toilet for farmer, how to make manure from organic. And then and so I study in a number of countries, and then I set up our own way of and that school belong to the one branch of the Buddhist university, in order to tell you that in the past there is no toilet and now you have a toilet, and to have toilet and cleaning the toilet is to be happy. And don't think that cleaning the toilet is a dirty work. Our practice. You must be happy that anything. Cleaning the toilet, happy. Carrying the water, happy. Washing the vegetable, happy. Peeling the vegetable, happy. Cooking, very happy. And then sweep the floor, mop the floor, is be happy. If you can be like that, you can train to be like that. In the future, you don't need to find anything. Happiness is right here and right now. First, you are happy when you sit. You are happy when you walk. You're happy when you lie down. You're happy when you work, clean, wash, do everything, helping others. So you are freer. You have more freedom. You have more freedom. So if you marry and you have children and you have to take care of your family, so you have less time to help people. And that is why we become monastic, in order to have a chance, more chance to be with the other brother and sister in the practice. You can go everywhere, wherever is need, you can go and help. I forget to study. So we study some of the sutra. Huh? The yata number 9. On the phenomena cannot give birth to any phenomena. No phenomena can give birth to other phenomena. That cannot. But this one cannot give birth to other one. Our thinking is cause and effect. Some cause give to some effect. There is a subject who owns one action. And the action is the fruit. So that is the ordinary way to think. Here is the cause. So cause will make that action, and that action give birth to that fruit, the effect of that action. The cause give birth to effect. That is a normal way. But in this, he is about absolute truth is different. Nothing give birth to nothing. Because condition come together is born. It's not one thing give birth to another thing, but many conditions come together and is manifest. Many conditions come together, is make a manifestation. But not one thing give birth to another thing. So this one you call cause, the other one you call effect. Effect. Like fruit. Cause, fruit, and asanga as. This fruit exists already in the cause or not? This effect exists in the cause or not? One. Is there fruit inside of that cause? Is any effect inside of that cause? I translate the word kwa by effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, or fruit is the same. So the question is, on the effects is already in the cause already. So like asking if the chicken, the hens give birth to a eggs, is the egg exist in the hen or not? And so it must have egg in the hen in order to give birth to an egg. And because the table cannot give birth to an egg, no. And so if the egg is already in the hen, so you don't need to birth. When the egg is already in the hen, it's slow, it's go out. It's not give birth. It doesn't give birth. So you when study, yeah, the mother cell will give birth. So mother cell give birth to two cells. So in the mother cell, there is a children cell. And the mother cell It's like that. It start to become long, and then the so they are finally they have two cells. Mother will become child. Child exists on mother, mother in child. And so those who are born and those who are, there's not two different entity. They are one. Mother do not give birth to a child. A child do not. There is no birth, but there is continuation. That mother cell continued in two cell, and two cell continued into four cell, etc. So, if you want to find mother, you find the mother in the cell, and mother cell is not a reality outside of everything. So everything is continuing, is everything is continuation. So all the things do not give birth to other things, but just continuing. We do not call the kind of calling, like we cannot call the mother cell give birth to little cell. No, mother divide into two mother cell, and into cell and two cell divide into four, etc. So this one is the continuation of other one. This one is not born from the other one. So let's say one cause, the hand is one cause, the hand is one cause, the board is one cause, the pen is one cause, and then three things come together, make one line. This line is the marker, give birth to that. Now this line is not born from the marker. This line is born from the board, from that hand, from the marker. So three conditions give birth to that line. If you say that this hand give birth to that line, is not correct. Because this line cannot born from this hand. You need a marker, and you need also a board. So like the eyes come together with the form, the color, and make the eye consciousness born. And so there is no separate subject, but not separate fruit. The fruit is the coming of many, many other conditions in order to give fruit. And so the other line is not the same line and from other condition. If you put another line and this kind of triangle, and that is no one is a subject in order to give birth, that everything is a condition. I am, my hand is conditioned, the marker is conditioned, the board is conditioned, and then my hand cannot give birth to anything, the marker cannot give birth to anything, the board cannot give birth to anything. So that triangle A, B, C, and you make one line in order to have two triangles, A, H. And there is two triangles, and AHC, ABH, is two. You cannot give this one give birth to the other one or the other one. No, it's not correct, because we need many conditions in order to give birth. Like money and mind. Body and mind, without that one, it cannot be the other one. But on the upper part is no low part, no right, no left. Your body and your mind are the same. Don't think that this body doesn't create and you have different mind, a separate mind who go to search for another body to enter. No. Body and mind are manifesting in the same time, like they cannot separate, take out separately. Like in the in quantum physics, the particles they people can separate. You cannot separate this one out of separate them. This particle is so small as they cannot separate. In so body and mind are the same. You cannot take out the mind and take out the left and the right, the inside and outside. So the term is co-being, co-arising, co-being, co-manifesting. And so various conditions come together and to make a co-manifestation. Like you are as disciple of the Buddha. If we take on the Buddha in you, you are no longer a Buddhist. Yeah. Co-being. You cannot be isolatedly being. You have to co-being. You have to enter being. Co-coming together. Time and space are the same. Time and space are not two different reality. And then you separate. Here is time, here is space. No. When you take out of time, there is no space, no. No space, no time. So that is kind of two reality in one. So the idea is time is a kind of reality separate, independent from space. It's not correct. This one is in the other one. This one enter ease with other one. You cannot take out of others. So nothing give birth to anything. They are co-arising, co-birth. Many conditions come together for a birth to be. In the eighth gatha, we said that this that does not give rise to this, nor do things give rise to themselves. Birth is due to condition. Things are not all anew, but there is all anew, all the same. When there is birth, When his birthdays always have death. It means without death there is no birth. No birth, no death. But if there is birth, there is death. At the beginning it looks like there is birth, there is death. But you look deep, it's no birth, no death. They are like left and right. Because of, there is two causes, two quality of life. They lean on these two quality of life, and then it give birth to birth, and then here is samsara. Samsara it means, and then the aim of your practice is to arrive to the no birth. No birth is not to be caught by the notion of superficial notion of birth and death. Because you train yourself to look deeper and you see that, oh, that birth and death are on side, two sides of one reality. And you transcend that and you see that hang mean equally, continuously. And don't let the craving and the fame to pull you. Don't be pulled by on this craving and money, sex, fame, and power to pull you. If you drop and you run after, you drop everything and you run after, that is one of the reason to make you be pulled and to be unhappy. Doi can look at the object of your craving. Craving, your craving is of money, of power, of fame, of sex, and you run after that. And then you bung lung, it means you let go on your practice of mindfulness. And so you are pulled away by all this craving, and then you release on the practice of mindfulness and allow the wrong perception to pull you. The wrong perception pull you. The wrong view pull you, and then you go in that direction of craving, and then it make you suffer, and your samsara, it means the circle of suffering, the vicious circle of suffering. And so when you have many wrong perception about reality like that, and it's the cause of the circle of suffering. So the cause of your suffering is you are pulled by craving of your mind. One side is ignorance, one side is craving, and then you are pulled in the very unhappy condition. Sometimes it tastes good for a while, but then slowly it becomes very difficult, and then you are drowned in that stucking situation of unhappiness. So because we are pull away by by all this craving, all this heretic view, and make the heretic view growing every day. All this craving pull you already, and that is why in the object of your mind you let things loose, you don't care for the practice of mindfulness trainings. Phóng dật is mean really loose, pull away by all this craving in an inappropriate way. It's not difficult, huh? I don't have the text with me here. Let me try to find. The 11 yata. So, shime, it means the ignorance craving. You are pulled away by the losing unmindfulness. Wrong view proliferate because of ignorance, losing oneself in our surrounding or material objects happen because of craving. Wrong view proliferate because of ignorance, losing oneself in our surrounding or material objects happens because of craving. Living in the Sangha, I have that prophet. You are not pulled away easily because there is Sangha member around you who help you not to be, to let things loose. And you could lose yourself by living alone. But living in the Sangha is helpful. The Gata number 12. All things arise from cause, as does the suffering of living beings. All things arise from causes, as all the things that have causes, and everything have come from many conditions, many, and the suffering is also come from many conditions. It's not only one condition to make you suffer. Yeah. And so we have to because of the double grasp, like ignorance and heretic view, pull you in a suffering direction. Based on these two wrong things, it means the wrong view, and then that give birth to 12 links of core arising suffering. Six first one is the cause, and six last one is the effect. ignorance. Confusion means it means lack of understanding. That we call heretic view. And then han means the interaction, the interaction to manifest. The agitation is two first co-arising effects. Woman, because woman is in confusion, ignorance, and pull to an manifestation, and then took awareness, and then you distinguish between body and mind, nama rupa, and then it lead you to touch, that is the first six co-arising condition. And then the sixth last one is the effect. Tha is feeling, I, attachment. Tho is grasping. And then tho là như thế. Tho, grasping, being. So the first one is cause, and the first six one is cause, the last six one is effect. A way of dividing is temporary, don't be stick to that. Is a 12 link of co-arising condition. But I said that at the beginning it's only 9. And then when they look deeply, some patriarchs add more and more. And in the last, the Buddha add more, and then in the last part of his life, he mentioned about 12 links. Woman is means a ignorance, and so some teacher believe that is a previous life, because in the past you have ignorance, you have that, and that is why you manifest into to be attachment. So the two first are previous life. And on this thing is woman is ignorance, and han is, and then third is awareness, yanshak namarupa, and then in order to have, and then the two last is for the future. And the two last is shin is birth, and louder is old age and death. So han is the cause, and it is give birth to thức. And then tha is feeling. I attachment, to is grasping, who is existent, and then is give birth to next life will be birth and or age death. So that is used by the school Sarvastivada, Sarvastivada. Everything exists. Sarva is everything. Vada, the school of all, everything exists. So that is according to that school, because when the Buddha passed away, they saw various schools, and each school interpret each different way. So that is the yod, the past, the present, the future, and they divide like that. The past is the two first, and the eight other one is for the present moment, and then the last two is for the future. Ignorance, we go back to manifestation and touch, and then you have feeling, you have perception, you have grasping, you have many other things. So, so the ignorance and the action give is the cause of your being now, I think. And ignorance and action is the cause of this eight one. And this eight, and that is a cause, give action to the two last one, and two last one is like next life. Continue next week. It's come easier and easier every day. Is that true? Having these things, you need to learn. You have to learn that in order to look with science, because we have to prepare for our June retreat, science and Buddhism. And these things is look complicated, but it's very helpful for scientists. So in June retreat, we have scientists and Buddhists together. And so you prepare. And so if you are prepared now in June retreat, you will be expert on helping others. That they call four interaction forces. clarity, electromagnetic, strong nuclear force and weak nuclear force. And there is a notion about không thời gian. They call it continuum, 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 space-time. And the third is the principle of attachment. Entanglement is enchevêtrement, entanglement. And the fourth one is superposition, superposition. This one add to other one, add to the one, superposition. So, entanglement, superposition, and then space and time, continuum. And so you cannot take out this one from others. They are entangled. In Vietnamese, tính bổ sung, complementarity. The tính không định xứ, non-locality. Non-locality. Không biết trong tôi quên đó. Không biết mình sẽ có đi. Biết tính bổ sung, tính không định xứ. Sẽ có biết tiếng Anh mà sẽ không biết tiếng Việt. Biết tính không định xứ, non-locality. Anh tính tính hấp dẫn lực, hấp dẫn lực, duality. Gravity. Tính giao thoa is non-duality. Interference. Duality, interference. Practical wave. Tính bất định, uncertainty principle, nguyên lý sản xuất. Probability is so easy for me, and nguyên lý sản xuất is so complicated. Like relativity, theory of Einstein. In that relativity, there are, in that theory of reality, there is two parts. General And in Vietnamese is tổng quát. And particular, I think, are restricted. Restricted relativity, restricted relativity or general relativity. You have to spend about half page to explain, in order to read, in order to compare with the what we read in the sutra given by the Buddha. Study but be happy. Just for fun. You are not forced to. Here there is no test, no exam. What you can learn, you learn for fun.